WMFO in Medford.
Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Welcome to paradise. You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage, now broadcasting from a playground in Germany. Yes, that's where we are, through the magic of sound and imagination. We began the block of music you just heard with Blink 182 and Going Away to College. And then we heard a song that I'd like to thank my friend Milad for turning me on to. It's by Sandy, a Persian artist. Welcome to Abaddon. And I found that at Persian1.com. And then Steely Dan followed that with My Old School, featuring an incredibly good guitar solo by Jeff Baxter, Jeff Skunk Baxter, who's known also for playing with the Doobie Brothers for many years, as well as having a career involving advising the U.S. government on particular matters of military nature as a consultant. A guy of many talents, Jeff Skunk Baxter. And we followed that with a live version of The Police and Don't Stand So Close to Me. And, you know, before Sting was an incredibly successful rock star, he was also a teacher at secondary schools in England. And as he said, he'd been through the business of having 15-year-old girls fancying him. And him fancying them too. And, well, if you examine the lyrics, it's certainly a song about obsession and an older man who's a teacher and a younger woman, girl actually, who really likes him. And we followed that with, well, quite a genre jump, not just right there, but a genre jumping song in itself by the Canadian music collective, Brand Van 3000, Old School. And then, thanks going out to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that next song you heard by Don Willis, Boppin' High School Baby, from the last great Rockabilly Saturday Night. And then Atsuko from Shonen Knife, recorded live at the Middle East in Cambridge many years ago when they were performing. Station identification and show identification for this Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme sound collage. And we finished things off with some Green Day. So, yes, we're welcoming back students this evening, and the West Somerville Neighborhood Association would like to welcome back all new and returning, especially tough students, back to campus and to the residential areas surrounding Tufts University here in West Somerville and Medford. And I'm actually a board member and a founder of the West Somerville Neighborhood Association. And one of the things that we'd like to do is to help spread the word that telling neighbors about parties that you're going to have ahead of time, that's an excellent thing to do. If you circulate a notice with your name and the party's location and date and a phone number that's guaranteed to be answered, well, that's the single best way to avoid having the police called if there are any problems. So, yeah, you're going to have a party. Go to your computer, print your name, your phone number, your address, and the start and end times of the party, and put it on the door of your neighbors next door, the house behind you, the house in front of you, and you'll be basically in much better shape That as well as, well, my goodness. My neighbor, Jim Bossy, who's also a West Somerville Neighborhood Association board member. There was a party on his house, like one day after some new students moved in. And there were like 75 people in the basement. And there were ultimately two ambulances that were called, as well as a Somerville fire truck. What was going on there? But the two ambulances, apparently one student really needed the ambulance, was ambulatory. And, well, let me just say, that's not a great way to start getting to know your neighbors. And definitely an out-of-control party in the Tufts administration, judicial affairs officer, everybody's getting involved. And that's just not a good thing to do. Let's be friendly. Let's get to know each other. And let's have a good time and let's be friends. Yeah. That's what the West Somerville Neighborhood Association's big message is. So let's all get along and enjoy West Somerville. And if you want more information about that, there's westsomerville.org on the net. Well, with that said, let's get back and play some more music for you. And, well, you know, this being a plastic sushi, we don't have to have just one or two or three songs by Japanese artists. We can play even more. So let's begin the next set with some more Pizzicato 5 here, because they've got plenty of songs about school. And this one is about... this one's about a teacher's pet. You're on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Reform school?
Chumps and losers. looking out. He knows that there is more to life than looking good. Hot babes, all in perspective. He wants to be with one of them. It's all so simple. These girls are wild. He wants to pick the one that's good enough for him.
Well, how old are you?
19.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, why don't you stand up and take those shorts off for me?
Anthony Latour may not have been rapping young MCs off to the principal's office I go, but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics.
this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
Long ago, her hair the black that black can go. Are you a teacher of the heart? Soft, she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you a teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon, dinner time, a scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these suppers cost? We'll take it out in hate. I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, I'll do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew the words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Whom I address, who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Oh, teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Are your lessons done? Are your lessons done?
I don't care about you. give him a little extra beating for me.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I just try to motivate my friends as much as I can. Just get done with that credit. Just get that thing.
If you don't have anybody while you're in school, then there's not really a way to get through it.
I had a very good friend who was thinking about dropping out completely. And I just talked to him about it, told him that it was a stupid idea for him to do that. You know, he's gone so far and he's only got a year left.
This one girl named Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. She told me if I ever needed anything that she'll be right there. Even my friends that have dropped out tell me, oh, it's staying in school. It's not easy to leave it. You think it's the best thing, but then when you've done it, you realize that it wasn't.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Being a college student can be very stressful, and when your work is done, it's natural to want to loosen up a little and relax. Those of us at MassCan.org, an all-volunteer organization dedicated to legalizing the use of marijuana, would like to pass on a little advice. It's important to realize that as an adult, you're responsible for your behavior. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel and driving. People die that way. And if you live off campus, either with roommates or in a frat or sorority, remember that your neighbors are people like your parents, who get up early every day to go to work, and kids, who need to go to sleep a lot sooner than you do. Don't give them a reason to call the police. Finally, if stresses from school or relationships are making your life too confusing, remember there are campus organizations with people who are trained to help, people who can make things work out. This message was brought to you by your friends and neighbors at MassCan.org, proud sponsors of the annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Commons.
You are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio. And yes, that was a public service message from your friends and neighbors at MassCan, the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, the state affiliate of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. And actually, in that one, I was playing all of the instruments, the guitars on that. There was a bass in there, and the percussion was something that I had a couple of friends say sounds like psst and tsh and tsh. And then I sampled that and I programmed it on a computer, actually, drum machine patterns there. One of my projects from, well, at this point, a long time ago, the beginning of the 21st century. And then before that, we heard from the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, and Leonard Cohen, Teachers, from his album, The Songs of Leonard Cohen. Joe Walsh, before that, Welcome to the Club and the Scofflaws with College Student, and we began that whole set with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 and Teacher's Pet. And one of the things I wanted to mention is if you're a Somerville or you're a Medford resident, you can audit classes here at Tufts University for a greatly discounted rate, like $300. And that won't get you credit. But there are so many great classes that are taught by highly intelligent people here, the faculty at Tufts. And it's well worth just getting online, searching, and seeing if there's a class you'd like to take. I'm privileged once again to take a class here with the best teacher I've ever had, Tufts philosophy professor, Dan Dennett. And he's teaching a class, 50 Years of Consciousness Research. It's a seminar, actually. Only really open to graduate students and and philosophy majors, but I'm just so grateful that I'm able to participate in that class. And actually, this time he's letting me take it as an invited guest. So I'm really excited about that. My intellectual idol, Tufts professor Dan Dennett. Well, we've got just one last set for you before we wrap up this week's Welcome Back to School Sound Collage. And we're going to start off here with some Stone Temple Pilots. And then we're going to hear from a local project here, Land of the Loops. And then a really cool Pink Floyd cover. And I will get a little Chuck U production in there before we end up landing back here at 91.5 FM just a little before 10 p.m. Here's Art School Girl from the Stone Temple Pilots. WMFO.
His friend Wyatt's house.
Soiree, what?
Soiree, honey, I think that means, party. Party. You know, there's gonna be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that. No. Just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals.
Thank you. accepted?
Oh, yeah, I'd say you're accepted.
When some outbreaker tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one.
What's your rally for?
Oh, we're protesting the school for investing its money in socially irresponsible companies such as Hey Kid Tobacco, Thunder Horse Wine Coolers, and the Catholic Church.
Thank you.
high school girl. I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
Justice for Boston school bus drivers. Justice, justice, justice for Boston school bus drivers.
Hi, you've reached the machine at W blah blah blah. C and D are unable to come to the phone right now due to personal involvement with a labor struggle. Expression of support is appreciated, and they'll get back to you soon.
The struggle continues.
Against the law, it was against the law. What did Mama saw? It was against the law. Mama looked down and spit on the ground every time the name gets mentioned. Papa said, "Oh, if I get that far, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention." Well, I'm on my way. Yo, yo.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Our theme this evening, well, we've been welcoming students back to school, and we began that last set with the Stone Temple Pilots, an art school girl, from their Tiny Music album. Then, a local Boston project, basically one guy, Land of the Loops, from Welcome from Bundle of Joy. And then Floyd Head, A New Machine, yes, the Floydian Propulsion Project, doing cool Pink Floyd cover songs, cover versions. The Beach Boys followed that with Be True to Your School. Then Marcy Playground, St. Joe on the School Bus. And then we heard, well, an outgoing phone message produced by Chuck Yu sometime between 1983 and 1998 about a Boston school bus strike that was